It's not just time to get away. It's time to travel with Anita from around the world to across Georgia. She covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel with Anita, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel with Anita and Friends. We're back out and about as travel picks up, and we're getting vaccinated, and restaurants and stores and our favorite businesses are dropping many of those mandates that really kind of kept us homebound, and it feels like we're back to normal. But wait, let's just wait now, because as we start traveling again, there are a few things that we do need to consider. We're not back to 2019 travel days, and what feels open and more normal in one area or in one place may not be the case in other places. Recently, my niece came for a visit, and on her return back home to California and work, she was faced with a discussion about quarantining, social distancing, and testing. I was like, who knew? I thought we were kind of done with all of that if you traveled a little bit here in the United States. But mandates and procedures that we thought were in the rearview mirror may still be a part of our lives. So as we get back out there, I'm going to take a step away from my usual programming where I talk to interesting people and fascinating destinations and share with you a couple of steps that I put together that I think we need to consider as we talk about family travel in 2021. And of course, I say family travel, but this could be couples. It could be really anyone who's traveling. Some of the things that we need to consider. Now, I want to start off with accommodations because we know accommodations can really chomp away at a big part of our budget. I mean, that's a large part of it goes to where we're going to stay. And hotels versus short-term rentals like Airbnb or VRBO are still kind of like up in the air. And some of the same reasons that we always had for choosing one over the other still remain the same, even post-pandemic. Because hotels always give us, you know, that brand that we know, the standards and the regulations that we know, the pricing that we know will be competitive. So hotels are kind of a given on that. Short-term rentals are the greatest for taking advantage of savings. And especially when we're traveling with the family, we want to all be together. We don't want to pay for all of those separate rooms that might be the case in a hotel. So short-term rentals and Airbnbs are less expensive to share a rental home, and it also cuts down on even the cost of things like going out for meals. But here's the latest thing that I've been hearing. Over the last couple of months, Airbnb has become the popular choice for social distancing, limiting your exposure, and having that sense of sheltering in place. Some people are even going to places like that to even work from home. Now, Airbnb reported that rental bookings have jumped 52% in the first quarter of this year compared to last year. And that kind of makes sense because, of course, the pandemic really influenced how we spent our leisure time. But as travel picks back up, now we're starting to see those numbers going up. And with the popularity in Airbnb, more people are also considering becoming hosts and purchasing a home or using their present home as a short-term rental. So you would think that that kind of makes everything kind of okay out there for doing these short-term rentals. But what I'm finding is that Airbnb customers are complaining about excessive fees and host house rules for their rental homes. And some of these renters are actually going on social media and actually calling out the hosts for some of these outrageous rules and calling out Airbnb in particular for some of their fees and excessive fees that end up being the same almost as renting a hotel. So here's my advice when you're trying to sort out what accommodations you want to do. You really want to compare. So you want to start early with your planning. Look at where you're going, what short-term rentals may be there, what hotels are there, and compare price those. And then take an additional step and have some communication with that host at the house that you're considering renting. Talk with them about what their rules are, if they're charging any extra fees, and just compare those two things. Because we think a lot of times with short-term rental that it's all about trusting the home that you're going to rent. But those short-term rental hosts, they're also trying to evaluate whether or not they can trust you. So if you can build that relationship on the front end, that's a real good thing. So, okay, let's move on over to flights versus road trips, because I'm all about a road trip. I really do love those. But you guys know I used to work for an airline, so I like that too. And I'll tell you, the answer to this is really more about your level of anxiety. You have to kind of answer that question. I flew back in the end of April and the airports are busy again, and waiting in line for TSA, check-in, as well as boarding is showing very limited signs of any social distancing. So be aware of how close you're standing to someone, because you're going to be the one monitoring that. There won't be anyone, an airport official, coming up saying, oh, you're not standing 6 feet apart. The other thing too with the airlines is that airline rates and fees are going up really, really fast. I just booked a trip for my husband and I that would normally be a trip costing about $450 to $500. This time it was $997, just short of a grand. I said ouch on that one, but we need to go on this trip, so kind of don't have any choice. So airfares are going up, up, up. And once you arrive, you may need to rent a car, and those are going up too. They're saying that there are a limited number of cars available for rental. I don't know, maybe that is true, but you definitely want to start planning ahead, because you don't want to see those prices jumping as you're getting closer to the day that you're supposed to depart. Now, here's another thing, too, another tip that I want you to consider, that as the COVID mandates and regulations in here where we are seem to be relaxing a bit, that's not the case, as I mentioned earlier, in locations that you may be going. So mandates may be being lifted, but individual businesses will have their own requirements. So you really want to check those things out. And when you're traveling, bring along a mask for everyone so that you make sure that you're in good shape for entering whatever the business is. And check all mandates with all of the things that you're considering doing, whether it's activities at museums or going to fairs or events or things like that, whatever you might be engaging in, tour companies, museums, attractions, restaurants, airlines, all of those, check and see what their mandates are for your coming and visiting, or in case with the airlines and things like that, what mandates they have for you flying with them. So check with them. It's part of your planning process as you're starting. And I say also, too, double check with them right before it's time for you to leave, because you don't want any surprises. You don't want to show up and not be prepared or be disappointed that something isn't open at a certain time that you were planning for. Now, here's a shocker. Some of you may say what now? But your favorite guidebook may not be accurate anymore. Yes, you heard me right, because I have my favorite guidebooks too. But think about this, you know, travel was one of the things last year that was hit the hardest. So those guidebooks may not be accurate in terms of operation times, what time a place is open, what time they may close. If places are even still in business, if they still have the same name. And unfortunately, the pandemic has seen some businesses completely go out of business, especially some of the small mom and pop businesses that when we're traveling, that we really, really like to support those. And we still want to do that, but you just want to double check. Still use those guidebooks, but you may want to double check those things in there. I also say, too, take another step and check out some of the travel blogs that are online that have some of the most up-to-date information, because there are a lot of travel bloggers that are out there traveling, researching. They're trying to stay on top of what the latest information is, the latest updates, so they should be able to help you with that in terms of confirming what you want to do and if it's going to be open and what those mandates would be. So my other tip is, and I always give this tip, so I'll say that again. But my other tip is start planning early. The earlier that you can do that, the more money you'll save. But also, too, you can get ahead of some of those kind of disappointments that might come up. And again, you want to reconfirm before you go. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and I'm going to come back and share with you a couple of other tips that we need to consider as we're moving back into travel. I know I'm getting out there. I know you guys are ready to get out there, too. And a little later in the show, I'm going to bring my friends in from Allianz Travel Insurance so that we can also talk about those real travel buddies, which are your travel insurance, because you definitely want to insure your investment, that travel investment, because as I'm saying, it can get pretty, pretty expensive. So you guys sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel with Anita, and we'll talk more about tips and getting you ready to get back out there on the road after this pandemic. Here on Travel with Anita.